Now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio.
And good morning and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3. I'm Carl DeMasi, and I'm glad you could join me every Saturday morning right here live, or the best of during the summer sometimes, because you do got to get away. Last weekend, I took my team a little over to a little basketball tournament in Florida. Missed being on the show, so it's been 2 weeks off, but this is a fun part. This is what we call turn two, when we turn two into the second hour, and I turn two. I take two trending points with my man, P.J. Zucco, and we talk about them, and we break them down, and we let you know how they're trending in sports. Joining us now on the ESPN Radio Hotline is my man, the host of High School First Look, P.J. Zucco. P.J., good morning. Always a pleasure.
Hey, always a pleasure for me, too. Thanks for bringing me on.
So I know we're up against the clock because I ran a little over my last two guests, so let's turn two.
I'm going to take the first point and tell you how I feel. Then I'm going to throw it over to P.J. Zucco, and he'll give you his feeling about the point.
Great athletes in sports. Why do we hate the great athletes in sports? Why do we hate on them? Why do we dislike them so much? LeBron James is what I'm talking about right now. This man has gone to six straight NBA finals. He's won two out of six. That means he's horrible. That means he can't win the big one. He's not as good as the greats like Michael Jordan or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or Bill Russell. The greats of basketball, Oscar Robertson, Dr. J, Julius Erving. This man is a player. This man is one of the best that ever played a game. And I'm not going to get into the discussion of who is the greatest basketball player of all time, because every one of them has their own little niche, their own little greatness. But what bothers me the most is, why do we always dislike the winner? The man's a winner. We hate the Yankees. We hate the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, the teams that win all the time. I mean, the Montreal Canadiens in hockey. I mean, basketball, the Lakers or the Celtics. PJ, it just blows my mind. In my mind, the man is a winner. He's not the greatest, but he's one of the greatest ever played a game of basketball.
Yeah, I agree. He is just a fantastic athlete, and I would agree, one of the best to play the game. But it's amazing. It's amazing to watch. I mean, I know growing up, I always root for the underdog. I always have. At the same time, you got to respect the athleticism and the talent that the great ones have. And LeBron James is one of those. I think maybe he rubs people the wrong way a lot because, I mean, to me, at least, I think a lot of people would agree with me that right now he's the best athlete in the NBA, and he's probably the best all-around best basketball player in the NBA when you look at all of the aspects, even though Steph Curry is you know, going insane and is fantastic as well. But I think he is that, and he knows it, and he's not shy of telling you that. At the same time, people love Steph Curry. And I think it's Dan Le Batard calls him the baby face killer because he does. He has a baby face, so people kind of, and in his interviews and stuff like that, he comes off as humble. But then again, once you get on the court, he knows he's just as good. So and he shows it to you as well with dancing and all that on the court. So I'm not sure. I think it's just LeBron James has been up there for so long. People have been hearing about him for so long. It's kind of like Kobe Bryant, where once you get to the, you know, 6, 7, 8 year threshold of talking about one person, people just don't want to hear the conversation anymore, so they start rooting for the other guy. And LeBron James is getting that treatment right now. Sadly, you know, for him, that they've fallen in quite a few finals, and it looks like they're going to again this time. We'll see. But it's just, I think it's one of those things that he's one of the best. He knows it. He shows it. He tells you it. And also, it's just, he's been around for so long that people, I think, are a little tired of the narrative.
I agree 100%. So, I mean, the man is legit. Like you said, Stephen Curry's coming into his own. He's going to be another great one. I mean, just unbelievable. It just makes me mad. I mean, I'm not going to tell you who I think the best basketball player is because, you know, Pistol Pete Maravich. I mean, I can go Connie Hawkins. I mean, I can go on and on with names, and it just makes me mad. I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, everybody's got to dislike the winner, and that's what happens.
And I know, PJ, you said it looks like it's over. Remember what the great Yankee Yogi Berra used to say? It ain't over till it's over. I'm not giving up hope on the Cleveland Cavaliers and the great LeBron James.
15 seconds. PJ, always a pleasure. Love you coming on. We'll talk more later on. You've been listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, hour number one in the book. We'll be back with hour number two in about 5-6 minutes. Stay tuned right here on
ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG.
Sports Talk, Savannah.